Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to our internet program. I'm your host, Minister Joel Lewis, and you're listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you could be. We're in for a great time this morning, but before we bring our guest on, I'd like to give you the contact number. That number is 310-982-4126. It's my number to call me personally to set up a schedule for the program, but the call-in number to the studio is 310-982-4126. Again, the number is 310-982-4126. You can call in and speak to our guest. But this morning, we'd just like to encourage you to be about your Father's business, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'd like to thank Beverly Beasley and her network for allowing us to be on her each and every week, Granny's Place. And this morning, we have a great guest on this for the program. He's no stranger to Free on the Inside, no stranger to Blog Talk Radio. And I would love for you to get reacquainted with Minister Fred Mosley there. He's a man of God, and he wants to share with us some things concerning the Word of God here with Justice Ministry. And he have several books out, and also an upcoming program that he'd like to share with us this morning. And so the next voice you'll hear would be Minister Mosley, and he's on the line now. Good morning, Minister Mosley.
Good morning, Minister Lewis, and how are you?
I'm doing great. God bless you. Thank you for being a guest on the program.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Now, please reintroduce yourself to our listening audience and tell us what God has got you up to these days.
Well, thank you. Again, my name is Fred Mosley, and just by way of my secular background, I'm a former federal prosecutor, state prosecutor, worked as a defense attorney. I was on the bench as a judge some years ago, but for the last 20-plus years, I've been in full-time ministry, and as you made reference to, my ministry is Justice, J-U-S-T-I-C-E, Justice Ministries. And through Justice Ministries, Minister Lewis, as I'm sure you recall, we teach a series that we refer to as the Laws of Life. And we define a law of life as being an absolute divine rule that governs the consequences of our actions. Now, in order for me to refer to a law of life as being such, I have to start in Genesis, carrying that law of life all the way through the Old Testament, establishing it as an absolute, taking it to and throughout the New Testament, continuing to establish it as an absolute. And in most instances, several hundred scriptures will come together in order to develop one law of life. And to date, we have developed, bind through the Spirit of God leading us, we've developed over 50 of these laws of life. And also I should mention, in order for me to teach each of these laws of life, Minister Lewis, the Spirit of God has required that I live on both sides of each of these laws of life, because there's a positive side, but there's also a negative side. So each of these laws of life I have personally experienced in my life. Now, just a few quick examples. Most of us are familiar with Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Now, of course, we know this. This is New Testament, and the Apostle Paul is referring to Spirit of life and sin and death as being laws. But the point we endeavor to make under this law of life is that everybody walking the face of the earth, and I understand that about 7 billion people on earth today, you're on one side or the other. As you and I know, Minister Lewis, you're either under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus if you're born again, and if you're not born again, you're under the law of sin and death. So that's one of the primary laws of life that we emphasize in our teaching series. Another one, and one of my favorites, is the law of notice and warning, the law of notice and warning. Now, for each of these laws of life, we have a foundational Old Testament scripture as well as a foundational New Testament scripture, and then we mix in all these other scriptures that support that law of life. Now, with the law of notice and warning, I'm going to start with one of the New Testament foundational scriptures, which is found in Matthew 10:26. God says that in the New Testament, I'm thinking about Old Testament scripture first, but in the New Testament, in Matthew 10:26, it says, so there's nothing covered that will not be revealed. Going back to the Old Testament, in Amos 3:7, the word says, God says, I will do nothing unless I first reveal it to my servants, the prophets. In other words, Minister Lewis, God is saying to us that what pertains to us, what is important to us, he will make us aware of it, that as his children, we should not be caught by surprise. And the reason we emphasize this particular scripture as we do is because believers are being caught by surprise almost on a daily basis, just as the world is being caught by surprise. So we emphasize the fact that God wants us to know. You hear about so many horrendous accidents that believers are being caught up in. I oftentimes think in terms of saints of old. And saints of old expected to hear from God. And those of us who grew up with praying mothers and praying fathers, they could all but tell you where you had been, how long you stayed there, who you were with, because it was revealed to them by the Spirit of God. The Spirit revealed to them the kind of people you may have been hanging out with that you should not have been associating yourself with, and if you continued to do a certain thing, you were going to find yourself in trouble. That's the kind of insight that saints of old had, and all that comes under the law of notice and warning. So those are just one or two of those laws of life that we teach in this Laws of Life teaching series.
Amen, amen. And, you know, and you really hit on some points there because, you know, being caught off guard, as Christians, we have to be aware. The Word tells us to be aware, be wise, you know. So I'm glad you brought that up. Now, as we were discussing the other day about your series of Laws of Life, you have several books and some more books coming out. Give us an insight on what we could expect if we were to pick up a copy of your first few books.
Well, the first book that we have on the Laws of Life teaching series is the introduction to the Laws of Life. And in that book, we touch upon about 30 or more laws of life. We give a brief summary of those laws of life where the reading audience can get an impression of what some of these laws of life are about. Now what we're in the process of doing, I mentioned earlier that we have approximately 50 laws of life that we've developed. We're in the process now of getting those additional laws of life in print. Hopefully we will be producing an additional law of life every few months. And it may take us a few years to get through all of these laws of life, but all the research has been done, and they're in process presently of being produced. So we have the introduction to the laws of life. That's available. Also, we have accompanying that introduction, we have my testimony in booklet form. And we give that testimony booklet to anyone who requests it. And anyone who purchases one of the other books, that testimony booklet comes along with it. So those books are rolling off the press. In fact, Minister Lewis, the Spirit of God has impressed upon me that I need to get these books out, get them done, get them into the hands of believers as quickly as possible. So we have the introduction available, we have my testimony available, and we have these other books that are online to come out in the very, very near future.
Amen, amen. Before I let you get off the program, you got to give us a website so our listeners can pick up a copy of those books, or several copies, keep up with the series there. Now, if anyone would like to come out and meet with you personally to set up a teaching session at their church or with their ministry or their ministry group, do you have a availability of have something set up for that?
Well, yes, we do. We are available for speaking engagements. And what we endeavor to do is that if a pastor wants us to come in, or if a Christian school or whatever case may be would want us to come in, if they would give us some idea, the laws of life that they would like to have covered, if they just want an introduction, we can do a one session dealing with the introduction to the laws of life, whereas it takes maybe a couple of hours. And I always like to have a Q&A period afterwards, where people can ask questions concerning the various laws of life that we touch upon. It can be done that way. Another way that we do it is that it may be a 2 or 3 day teaching series where we could come in one evening and give an overview of these laws of life and then go into detail or into depth with respect to several of the laws of life on the next day, and then on the concluding day, maybe bring a message dealing with one of these laws of life in a very specific way. So we are available to do that. We have been doing it now for over the last 20 years or so, and we're available to continue to do that.
Amen. Now tell me, Pastor, how did this Law of Life series come about?
Well, Minister Lewis, based upon my secular legal background, the spirit of, I heard one minister make reference to, in the New Testament, of the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. And that kind of registered that there are laws in the New Testament. You know, we hear so often that we're not under the law. No, we are not. As believers, we are not under the Mosaic law necessarily, but we are still under the laws of life. And Jesus makes reference to the fact that I'm writing these laws upon your heart. So there are laws that we are to adhere to in this New Testament dispensation. Now, what causes the Laws of Life series not to be legalistic is that you can abide by these laws of life, not through your own strength, because through your own strength you can't do it. You cannot necessarily continue to operate on the positive side of these laws of life by and through your own strength. But you know, the difference is that we operate on the positive side of these laws of life based upon grace. And grace comes under the law of the Spirit of life. So in an effort to answer your question, what the Spirit of the Lord impressed upon me is that believers need to understand that there are some laws that govern the consequences of our actions, and we need to be aware of these laws, the positive side and the negative side of these laws of life, and how they impact us in our everyday lives. And as a result of that revelation, and it clearly came from the Spirit of God. This is not from me, but this is by and through the Spirit of God that revealed that concept, as well as how to develop the concept and present it to the body of Christ.
All right, all right. That is so true. That is so true. That, because as we go through life, it was laws that we, you know, that's man-made laws and laws that we would for society, but it's also God's law, which supersedes all those other laws there. As we shift gears here, I'm looking at the website here, the Laws of Life Court site here, you know, for Court TV. Now, when someone goes to that site, what could they expect to find? And explain us the site here. Navigate us through the site.
Well, Laws of Life Court TV, and we set that in place as a separate site from the Justice Ministry site, justiceministriesinternational.com. And in the Laws of Life Court TV site, what we have there is an explanation of what Laws of Life Court TV is about. We have my testimony on that website. Also, we have an interview DVD that's on that site wherein I go into some detail concerning my background, concerning the Laws of Life teaching series and Laws of Life Court TV. And also we have on that site a list of the various books that will come forth based upon the Laws of Life teaching series. And we have an opportunity on that site for individuals who are interested in having their cases heard on Laws of Life Court TV, how they can present the brief description of their controversy, the names of the parties, and how we can make contact with them.
That's great. I'm looking at your site right now here. It says the Laws of Life and the teaching series. I'm looking at something that said the Law of the Spirit and the Law of Faith. Let's talk about those two for a moment.
Well, we've touched upon the Law of the Spirit of Life in Christ Jesus. We did not touch upon the Law of faith. The Apostle Paul refers to faith as a law, as an absolute. And let's go to the example of the lady with the issue of blood when she touched the garment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And recall, Minister Lewis, when she touched him, Jesus turned around and said, "Who touched me?" And the disciples who were around him said, "You're in a throng of people. It could have been anybody." And then Jesus went on to basically say that virtue was drawn from me. And that's where the law of faith comes from, that faith attaches itself to the power of God, and it pulls from the power of God. And when we're operating in faith, it should not be happenstance. It should not be a question of whether it's going to happen, if it will happen, but it should be dealt with based upon, if I'm relying upon the Word of God in faith, I'm pulling from the power of God, and it is an absolute. It is an automatic. It will come into place, and that's what the law of faith deals with. And what we endeavor to do is impress upon believers that we should not have to be in question as to whether or not it's going to happen. And relating to some of the natural and physical laws, when the temperature gets below 32 degrees Fahrenheit, we know what's going to happen. There's no question about it. We know, Minister Lewis, that that water is going to freeze because it's an absolute. I can give you a number of other physical laws, of course, we don't have time to deal with this morning. But it's the same way with the law of faith and all these other laws of life. They are absolutes. Just as we expect that water to freeze at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, when I rely and depend upon the Word of God as it relates to a circumstance in my life, I can consider it to be done, I can count it to be done, and I can look for that desired result as an absolute.
Hey, man, that is so true. That is so true. You know, what a beautiful site this is. I'm looking at the website right now, and I'm on this site here that says the Laws of Life. And you have so many books and series of books that's out and that's coming out here. I just want to touch bases on this because these are some things that we need to bring to the forefront, some things that we just overlook contain the Word of God here. But you have set up through the grace and the mercy and the wisdom of God to set up a court system that's containing these laws here. Amen. And I want to just touch base with you. Oh, you said the law of grace and the law of mercy. Talk to me about that.
Okay. Well, James 2:13, you know, God has made his mercy a higher law than judgment. And that should excite each of us as believers. Because
yes,
when we look at the account of the life of King David, King David understood, and he didn't refer to it as a law, but every time King David got in trouble, what did he do, Minister Lewis? He went to God, and he relied upon the mercy of God.
That's so true. That is so true.
He relied upon the mercy of God. So we know that God's mercy causes us to get a lesser consequence than we deserve. So many believers are not aware of the fact, and that's why the law of mercy is included there, that God can apply his mercy to any situation we may have been involved in, but certainly we have to repent, confess of the wrongdoing that we have done, and do as King David did. We rely upon the law of mercy. But, you know, Minister Lewis, I oftentimes say to people that you need to make deposits in your mercy account. Most of us are concerned about our savings account, our checking account, and our IRA account, all these other accounts. But the Word says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." So every day I try to make at least one or more deposits into my mercy account because I know at some point in time, I'm going to need mercy. Let's go back to King David for a minute. What did he do when he first was anointed king? He said, "Is there anybody in King Saul's house that I can show mercy to?"
Oh,
what did he do?
Oh, yes.
He made a mercy deposit because he needed to draw from it a time later.
Oh, that is so true, Pastor. You know what? I was thinking about, I did a message down with David was in Ziklag and his property was stolen. And he encountered one of the thieves and he showed mercy. The guy said, "Hey, I could take you where your property is." And
yes,
that was just he was withdrawing from that mercy that he had shown. Oh, that is so true. And I
withdraw from
him,
that
mercy
account.
Yeah, I was telling him, don't be so caught up pursuing the things of God, you're not concerned about the people of God. And I understand
right.
what you're
That's
saying right. here. I understand what
yes.
you're saying here.
Yes.
Constant and mercy, you know, so passes the law that we set aside. Because, you know, because none of us deserve to be here today. Only through the grace
That's
and
right.
His mercy allowed us
yes.
to be here today.
Yes.
And I'm looking at your site. And I don't want to leave this here site because I'm excited about it. I want our listening audience to be excited about it. Please, again, give us that website and what they could expect to see when they go to that site.
Okay, it is, of course, www.laws. Plural, L-A-W-S, oflifecourttv.com. Lawsoflifecourttv.com. Now, we have a separate website for the ministry, which is www.justiceministries, I-N-T-L, abbreviation for international, justiceministriesintl.com. Now, that site is presently being, is under reconstruction, but basic contact information is on that page that represents that site, and in the next few weeks we'll have that site back up and running full force.
Hey, man. I'm looking at this site here, and if one caught my eye, it says the law of overstepping.
The law of overstepping. Now, if you recall, every time the children of Israel got into disobedience, God allowed them to go into captivity. But also, if we recall, every time they went into captivity, the captors went beyond what God had allowed them to do to the children of Israel. And
come
on that's
now.
Overstepping. That's overstepping. And every time the enemy oversteps as relates to a child of God, that gives God the legal authority to go in and judge those people who overstep as it relates to his children.
Ooh, you know what? Pastor, that is so true. I remember my grandmother and grandfather said, just because you can do it don't mean that you can do it. When you're on a job,
that's right.
Just because you are the boss, you're not to, you know, mistreat people. Then I tell young people that today is when you're in charge, you to be kind and courteous to people. And I understand
that's it.
That.
That's it. And you're making the point. So many who are in authority, it's another law of life we touch upon, they don't realize they are not to go beyond the authority, the God-given authority they have in that position. Because once they overstep, they place themselves in a position to fall into the judgment of God.
And that, and we see that so many times where someone may be cruel and wicked and they get moved. You know, Pearson,
that's
man,
right.
these persons
that's
so
right.
hard on them, then all of a sudden they come to work and they're not there anymore. They've been transferred somewhere
that's
else.
They've been transferred out. Why does the scripture say to parents, do not provoke your children to wrath? In other words, don't overstep. Don't overstep your authority even in rearing your children.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? If we're in Bible land, and I was just thinking about how in Jesus in the book of Luke, when he knew he was the son of God, he got left behind by his parents, and they found him at the temple. And they asked him why he was there. He said he would take care of his father. But then they said, hey, we need to go. And guess what? He left. He was the son of God.
Yeah.
He knew his position. But he was obedient to his father
That's
and
correct.
His mother, his
That's
earthly
correct.
Parents.
Yes, yes, yes. And so many who are in positions of authority as employers. And let's go to these prisons for a minute. When I went, my wife and I ministered in the prisons. We say to them, do that which you are required to do. If you're an inmate,
yes.
you are under authority. But if somebody mistreats you in this setting, if they overstep their authority, then God moves in and God deals with them. And as you pointed out, moves them out, demotes them, or whatever the case may be. God will and he does make it right.
Oh, that is so true. And on the opposite side of that law, we up under authority when we go to these jails and prisons. Even though we don't like some of the things that go on, they may
right.
make us wait longer. They may do an abnormal search of our
right.
you know, books and materials.
Yes.
We come in all the time, but wait a minute, we need to search all this, you know. And so we
yes.
say, wait a minute. You know, I tell our members and participants, hey, whatever they decide to do, as long as it's within their guidelines, we just
right.
going to be obedient.
Right.
We may not like it. And we may have to bring it to someone's attention, but we're going to be obedient to that law.
We're going to be obedient to the authority that's in that place.
That's so true. That is so. And how often have, you know, we been Christians and we get stopped by the police and we'll say, well, I'm on my way somewhere and I got my Bible on the front seat of my chain. And guess what? You still broke that law.
That's correct. And that comes under the law of sowing and reaping. If you planted a bad seed, you can expect a bad harvest. sometimes that harvest is a ticket.
Yes, it is. But Pastor, this is a great conversation, and this is a great. Well, you know what? I'm really enjoying this, and I pray our listening audience enjoying it. When the phone line is lit up, and some people say they just want to listen to what you have to share, which is great, though. That's great because we ought to be eager to listen and slow to speak. So, well, I expect some people to be calling you, to be logging onto your website, and just following you in this series of teaching that you have presented through the grace and the mercy of God. And as I'm looking at this site here, there's so much that we could talk about on this, and we just don't have enough time for it. But I wanted to just touch base on a few more of your laws here. It says the
yes.
law of success and the law of work.
Yes, well, under the law of success, we know the word says you meditate on the Lord day and night, on his word day and night, you'll have good success. And that's where success, the foundation for success is, Minister Lewis, is having the word of God to walk by that word on a daily basis. And then we know the word says if you don't work, you shouldn't eat. God
yes.
has required, and even in this New Testament dispensation, no, we don't have to work in toil as was done in the Old Testament, but we are expected to work, and we're expected to do everything that we're called to do to the glory of God. We are to be an example, regardless of what setting we find ourselves in. We are to work as it relates to glorifying our Father God in everything that we set our hands to do. Yes, we're under the authority of the employer, but we work unto the Lord, and as we do that, we are guaranteed success. And whatever we do. And so often we're looking to the people we're doing it for to reward us. But as we mature in our Christian walk, we understand that our reward comes from God. And that's who we look to reward us for doing those things that are right and doing them in a way that God would have us to do those things.
And that is so true. That is so true. I was just thinking about what you were just saying about if you don't work, you don't eat. You know, right now, homelessness seems to be at a epidemic state. You know, it's homeless people
yes.
everywhere you go. You know, they have a place here in Dallas called Tent City. Men
yes.
and other missions, we go down there and we attempt to do what we can for the Lord, feeding and clothing and words of encouragement. But time after time, we encounter those same people. And sometimes
yes.
it gets frustrating. Sometimes you say,
yes.
what's
yes.
the use? The work is too great. But it's more than just the food and the clothes that you are sharing with them. You're
right.
sharing the life, you know, the word of God and life, and you're attempting
right.
to get people out of that condition. How do you address
yeah,
that when someone said, hey, I've been doing it time after time, but I don't see any results? Talk to us about that, because I know what it's about. But someone else that listens and said, you know, they don't work, they don't eat. If the Bible said that,
that's
I got
right.
words, I can stand on that. So how do you address something like that?
Well, we approach that in two ways, well, at least two ways. One is being under the law of the gift. We know the word says your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. We impress upon, and as you know, we share in some of the homeless shelters also, we
yes.
share with them that God has given each of us. If we belong to him, we have a gift. And one of the first things you need to do is to discover through the Spirit of God, to ask the Spirit of God to reveal, what is my gift? What is my special ability? What is my talent? And Minister Lewis, if a person discovers that special ability that God has given to them and how to apply that special ability, that will help to move them out of that category of being homeless and being destitute and being impoverished. So we impress that upon them. Then we start to give examples of how you can discover that special ability, how you can discover that gift. And then the light starts to go on in the eyes of the individuals who are in the room who are homeless. They come to recognize, oh, this is something that God gave me. I've been taking it for granted all of these years. Because I was able to do a certain thing and it came easy to me, I just assumed that was not significant. Then they started to recognize, I have something here. Just as my fingerprint is unique, just as my voice print is unique, just as my footprint is unique, just as my DNA is unique, all of that is unique about me also. I have a talent that's unique. God has given me something that nobody else has. Then when they come to accept that and understand and appreciate that, then we encourage them to start to develop stir up that gift that God has given you. And if you stir up that gift, God, that gift will make room for you. We also use examples of the fact that people who are invited to the White House, they're not invited because they're great-looking people, because they're handsome and necessarily beautiful. Some may be, and some may be not. I also, and I date myself when I use this example, as a B.B. King went to the White House a number of times, and it was him and Lucille that got him to the White House, not his look. It was his gift that got him into the White House. All these seven-foot-tall ball players, it's not their looks that got them in. It's their gift. It's their special ability. It's their talent. God has given you something special. All you got to do is ask the Lord how to employ it, how to stir it up, and it will make room for you, and it will get you out of this situation of poverty. But another thing we'll add to it, you can't leave out the law of sowing and reaping. Given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will men give into your bosom. You got to plant some seeds.
And that is so true. That is so true. And, you know, as you were sharing that, I was just thinking about how we as Christians that we're having a mandate to go out and share the gospel. I remember when Jesus told Peter, said, "Hey, Peter, when you are restored, you to strengthen your brother."
Strengthen the brother.
Said, "Hey, man, I'm gonna get out of this situation. I mean, I'm gonna talk to someone else about getting out." You know, I have a slogan that's attached to my program that said, "Help change a life." And some people look at you and say, "Man, you can't help change no life." But if I can tell somebody about somebody that can change a life,
that's right.
If I could tell my brother about someone that saved my life, you know.
Yes,
and God
yes.
uses us to be an encourager to someone else. And James 5 and 20 says, "Let them know the errors of their ways, and you can save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins."
Amen.
And I got to thinking
Amen.
About that. Saving a soul from death and covering a multitude of sins. We can't undo the thing that you've done, but God gives you that grace and that mercy which covers.
That's right.
Because I do jail ministry. I do prison ministry. And you know, they do an extensive background check. And some people can't get in. But I'd have been to jail. I had some things in my past, but God covered those things. I still got them, but he covered those things so they don't affect me going in and out the jail.
And God's favor can override any impediment that may have been in your background.
Yes.
And Minister Lewis, when I made reference to the fact that I had to live on both sides of each of these laws of life, that's fact. I had to live on both sides. So I made a lot of mistakes, and I had to pay a price for it. But what would have been a blockage for me to have been able to go in, God has opened doors for me to be able to go into not only the state prisons but federal prisons, and open doors even to some international prisons. God's favor can override any impediment that we might have in our background.
And that's so true. And we realize that they do an extensive background check. And people that I thought would be worthy to go in, they said, "No, he can't go in." I said, "Wait a minute. I got something to see to be worse than what they have." And they telling them they can't go in. But God allowed. And then even sometimes I rush over to the jail. I do the jail ministry every Thursday at the Hutchinson State Jail. And sometimes I don't have my wallet with me when I leave the car. You know, you need your ID. And sometimes,
this
week. Just between me and you, they let me go in anyway. I've been going so long. It's just a favor of God.
Yeah.
As long as I have
Divine
some type
faith.
Of ID, they'll let you go in. And I got to think, sometimes I go and I say, "Well, I really don't feel like it." They're not going to let me in. And guess what? They let me in.
Let you in. Because you got word to bring to the men and women who are there. That's right.
I do. And that's the favor of God. That's the favor
it's
of God.
Favor
and
of God.
I got to think, because sometimes even when we don't feel it, you know, let's speak frankly here. Sometimes we don't feel like doing ministry. Sometimes our body is tired. Sometimes we have other things that are weighing heavy on us. But we still go out, and God blesses us mightily. That's why I usually get a breakthrough when I don't even feel it. And the brothers and sisters say, "Man, we're glad you got here. I needed to hear it." And I say, "Wow, I almost didn't make it."
And it's a call that God has on your life and on my life. And one thing I've learned in going into homeless shelters and to prisons is that, you know, when you're up there ministering, whatever burdens you have, whatever things that are pressing against you, for that period of time that you're in there sharing the word, you forget all about it. You don't even reflect upon the kinds of things that you may have to deal with as soon as you leave that prison or that shelter or whatever the case may be. You're completely absorbed by doing what thus says the Lord in that setting. And that's why the Lord continues to uphold us, Minister Lewis, because we're going about our Father's business.
And that is so true. Rev, thank you very much. This has been a great interview. You know, this a lot of conversation could go on and on, but I thank you for sharing your time with us, and thank you for supporting this program and this network, and thank you for what you're doing for the body of Christ. Someone needs to hear about this. Now, before I let you go, on your Court TV, Laws of Life,
yeah.
Court TV, if anyone
yeah.
would like to bring something like that to a jury or court setting, what are some of the particulars? And again, give us that website and tell us how that will be set up concerning some things that they are, want some closure on regarding.
But what we need for Laws of Life Court TV, we're looking for actual cases. We're looking for real cases where believers, and it can be non-believers, who have a controversy among themselves, but they want that controversy resolved based upon the Word of God. And if two individuals have a conflict and they want it not dealt with by way of secular law. Of course, most of us are familiar with these court TV programs. I won't mention the names, but there are about 10 or 15 of them right now. But they're all based upon secular law. They're all based upon man's law. This is a program, Laws of Life Court TV, wherein individuals who have a controversy, their controversy will be resolved based upon the Word of God. So, first of all, Minister Lewis, we need actual cases. We anticipate filming 13 episodes in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, hopefully within the next 90 days. For those 13 episodes, there will be two cases per episode, which means we need a total of 26 cases for these 13 episodes. So your listening audience, if they know of anyone who may want to appear on the program, have their case resolved, Laws of Life Court TV, or if they're interested, on the website is a way they can leave the names of the individuals together with a brief description of the controversy and how we can contact them to allow them to have their matter resolved on TV, on Laws of Life Court TV. Also, we're looking for people to be participants in our TV audience, those who just want to sit in and listen to the cases and be a part of the TV audience. So this is what we most need right now for Laws of Life Court Television.
All right. Well, thank you very much, then. What we'll put a posting out on our Facebook page and ask people that we encounter to be a part of this in the listening audience, and also if they have any cases that they would like to have resolved through the Word of God. So thank you, Reverend Fred Mosley. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Judge, for being definitely a judge of man's law and also a keeper of God's law there. Amen. So we want to continue to keep you encouraged and keep you lifted up. And again, give us a website so our listening audience can definitely make note of that.
That website is www.lawsoflifecourttv.com. Lawsoflifecourttv.com. And our minister phone number also is 866-950-5858. 866-950-5858.
Amen. God bless you. As we let you ready to get out of here, is there any closing words that you'd like to share with our listening audience before we let you go? Because we want you to come back. We're going to keep you. We'll keep you at our Rolodex on the top of the list here, and we're going to keep up with what's going on with you in the ministry.
Thank you so much, Minister Lewis. Now, we just appreciate the opportunity, and to your listening audience, we wanted to say blessings to each and every household that's represented on this call, and avail yourself to these laws of life, because under the law of accountability and responsibility, once you have come to know and recognize that there are laws of life that govern the consequences of our actions, that we are held accountable. So for those who are listening, that you have learned during these few minutes, you're held accountable for it, and you're held accountable for not endeavoring to even learn more about it. And that's what God has called us to do, is to make the body of Christ aware of these laws of life. So in Jesus' name, we bless you on this day.
Oh, amen. God bless you. Thank you very much. And looking forward to hearing more of you and seeing you in the ministry field. Amen.
Well, likewise, you, Minister. Thank you so very much. Blessings.
All right. God bless you. Oh, what a great interview that we had there with Rev Mosley. Amen. That was talking about the laws of life and this court TV that's coming up. And we encourage you to go to that website. We encourage you to keep up with his teaching series there. Amen. And we want to thank him for making himself available, him and his family. And this morning we're going to do a little shift in here. We got a text message from a former guest that was on the program called Low Rider. And Low Rider was a Christian rap artist, and they put together a event down at the at Tent City today from 1 to 5 o'clock. And I wanted to play a part of his interview on our program and before we close out this, because I also put a post on our site also. And Low Rider was very encouraging as I spoke with him, and he spent some time living amongst the homeless people so he can really get an insight on, man, that's commitment down, that's dedication. You know, I do some things, but I don't know if I'll do that. But guess what? God help men and women that's doing that. So we want to take time out here, and we're going to listen to a part of his interview, and then we'll come back and we'll close out with some great messages and some thank you for some guests that sent me a book. And so we want to just say thank her for that, and we'll talk more about it. And the next voice you'll hear will be our interview there with Low Rider.
You know, my life, God did something so hard with it, you know, that even though I was, like, hard out there in the world and I was doing whatever I had to do for money, when God turned that around, you know, I wasn't afraid to serve God. I wasn't afraid to put his name out there. I wasn't afraid to do anything that he wanted me to do. And that's the big thing that God has did with our life, that he made me as hard as that I could be, that I wouldn't give up, that I would keep on pushing forward. You know, those times when you go without food or you go without clothes and all the money and stuff like that, I've already been through that process, you know, of living in the world. So now that me being a Christian, it's really like nothing. You know, it's easy life now. But God has changed it in a way where I see everything totally different. You know, when we don't have the money or we don't have the clothes or resources and stuff like that, that we see that God is just molding us and building us stronger. And when we use that, we use it to our best of knowledge that we can actually go back out there and we can use it for this world. Because this world doesn't understand a lot of times like that. They think that God is trying to leave them alone. But when God is really trying to structure their lives and give them something more, and as long as they keep on following the love of Christ, the doors will start to open, the blessings will start to come, and he would even start to rain down upon their life and start to bring more in their life. And then that's really what it is. That's really what it is with this, with our ministry. You know, it's to reach these people for God's glory. Nobody else's glory, just God's glory. Not even ourselves. And even though we do so much, we only do it because of Christ. We only do it because of him, because he was the one that was willing to die upon that cross for us. Nothing because of what we do, because God can do this in anybody's life. As long as you give God full control, he can use you in a mighty way. And I tell that to you, listener. You know, God loves you that much. And if you think that you're going through a hard time, you know, literally I went through a hard time and I didn't think that God could use me. But I believe that God wants to use you in a mighty way. And if you think that we're doing mighty things by traveling all over the world, preaching the gospel, you know, doing different events and reaching hundreds of thousands of people for God's glory, imagine what God can use you for. Imagine what he can use you. Imagine what greater things he can do in your life that he has done in my life. Imagine that. And it's the thing to give God full control. Not 50-50, not no 90-10%. You know, give him full control, 100% of your life, and see what God actually wants to do in your life. And see the amazing outcome of what it can do to reach this hurting nation for God's glory. And it's really hurting. It's really hurting this nation because everything is starting to take away God. But as long as we are around, the Christian people are around, we can still announce that God is our Savior, that God is doing amazing things. And as long as we show this light to the Zion world, then people will keep on seeing the love of Christ. And that's really what it's about. You know, God loves you. He wants to do amazing things with you. He really
hey,
does.
Man, oh, man, what a powerful testimony there and powerful your take on the gospel. You know, Lee, as you was talking, you know, I was getting a sense that God was using you mightily. You know, you said some things that kind of lit me up, you know, and because, you know, one of our themes of our program is to help change a life. And you said something that you're saying that what your gifting is out to help to change the lives of the men and women and the boys and girls, and how you have a special passion for the lost and the hurting. And I saw you firsthand doing your ministry, man, and I saw the faces that lightened up, and I saw the hearts that have been turned, man, by the word of God, man. And, you know, I'm excited about your presentation and your take on the gospel, man, because, you know, that's what we need today, man. We need, you know, you said something, you said real people, man, somebody that they can touch, someone that went through some things that, and let them know that they could be more than a conqueror. You know, the name of our program is called Free on the Inside. And I have a sense that God gave you that freedom, man, to say, hey, you see me at one stage of life, but I was somewhere else. And because of the glory of God and because of God's blessing, he allowed me to be elevated above my situation. And that's what we want to encourage people, that they can be all they could be in Christ Jesus, regardless of where you started out at. You don't have to finish. Lee, I just wanted to just let you know, brother, that what you're doing is making a difference in the lives of the men and women. And tell me, if a young person like to get into, let me rephrase this, how did you manage to keep yourself separate from the trappings of the world and be successful for God? Because we know the enemy is pulling at you. The enemy is seeking to destroy you, man. But yet, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. What are some of the things that you have been able to fought off using the word of God to encourage our young people that they don't have to fall into those trappings of the world? Because what profit a man to gain the whole world, but yet lose his very soul?
Amen. And a lot of that, you know, was really God, you know, and it's crazy because when you start serving God, a lot of the people of this world don't want to have nothing to do with you. So basically, when I started giving my life in full control to God, I started noticing the less people wanted to be around me. And it's crazy because, you know, I would think that people would want to follow me and people would want to do things, but it didn't happen like that. When God saved me to do this ministry, people started being around me less and less and less. But the thing is, what I noticed is that because of God taking away the people that were around me, I was able to do greater things. And this is the crazy part, is that nobody could stop me. The only person that could stop me was me. So because
Amen.
Of having nobody around me and me doing what God called me to do, I was the only person that could stop me from doing God's will. So because nobody was around me, I was able to continue and do God's will with having no problems at all. And that's the amazing thing about doing this. And, you know, it's keeping your head up, reading the word, you know, praying and just trying to go out there and do more for God. Because the enemy will try to use anything that he can, whether if it's your family, whether if it's your friends, whether if it's health. And he'll even use different things like taking away different things that you need for ministry. But as long as you keep your head up and keep that focus that God is trying to do amazing things in your life, all it takes is to keep your mind focused on what's coming next and what God wants to do next in your life.
Hey, man, oh, that's powerful. Hey, we have a couple calls on the line. We're going to open the lines up just to let them say hello to you. And hold on here for just a moment. Good morning, caller, you on the net? Mr. Daniel,
hey,
you on the net?
Good
morning, oh, man. We have a great guest this morning. Yes. Oh, you're on the net here. We got our guest on the line here. Would you like to just say hello or just listen in because he's very encouraging? He have a Christian rap artist.
Yeah, all right,
he's on
the
line
now. Today? How you doing today, sir?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm glad to hear a young man of your age saying the things you're saying and doing the things you're doing at an early age because, like you said, you know, the streets take up people and they take you in and they destroy your life, and, you know, and before you even get started, you know, and basically what you've been through and your testimony, it shows the greatness of God. You know, and I would like to encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing and don't let anything stop you. know, money, success, fame, and fortune, but keep it all for God. You know?
Amen. God, thank you, that brother Daniel. Thank you for that comment. And now, before we go any further, I'd just like to give us words and care for our young people that wants to be successful in the music industry or whatever they want to do, how to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might based on your experience.
Based on my experience, you know, it's basically, you know, money is there, you know, the fame and fortune is there. It's so easy to grasp. But the thing is, with God, it's not about the money or the fame. And I want you, listener, to remember that. Because even though you listen to this music in this world or the videos, and they tell you to chase the money, chase the cars, chase the clothes, chase the girls, chase all these different things. But this is the thing. For somebody like me from the hood of over here in West Dallas, you know, being over here in the hood, for somebody who didn't have money and didn't have all these things, the only way that I could do it was to go out there and get it. And a lot of times I was doing the bad things to go get it. But with God, in Philippians 4:19, God says that He would provide all your needs. And as long as you stick with the promises that God has in store for your life, God would do amazing things with you. And that's really the thing, is to keep your main focus on God and see what God can do in your life. You know, it was hard for me because I didn't always have the money. I didn't always, you know, have any of this stuff, the clothes or the cars or anything like that. But God was the one that turned that around for me to have different things and for Him to put different things in my life. And there might be some things that I still might not have, but I'm still happy because of what God has did. And every time we receive something, because I don't work a job, I'm in ministry 24/7, we're full-time. So when we do this, when we get money, it shows that it is the love of Christ and that God is doing amazing things, because we're not out here working a 9-to-5, but still we're able to pay our rent. We're still able to travel around the world. We're still able to make CDs and pass them out and do amazing things for God. So it's really just keep your focus on God and see what God wants to do in your life.
Amen, amen. Well spoke. Again, introduce yourself and tell us how we can get in touch with you, how we can follow you. I see that you're on YouTube. Give us some information on how our listening audience can just tap in to what you're doing and just keep up with where you're at in your progress in the gospel ministry.
Amen. My name is Lee, but I go by Unite from Holy Ghost Riders. You can search us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Reverb Nation, and just all these different sites. And all you have to do is search Holy Ghost Riders. And, you know, it's just the same, a Holy Ghost, but when you spell Riders, it's a little bit different. Just spell it R-I-D-A-Z. You can even just Google us. Google us, just do a search for us. And there's a couple thousand sites that you can search of our ministry. There's music, there's videos, and there's just our bio and things that we do all over the world. You know, we just want to show everybody that this is what we do, and this is the love of Christ. But all you have to do is just search Holy Ghost Riders, and you can find everything that you need about us.
Amen, amen. Again, did you ever think that your that this here type of venue would be able to open up the door that have opened up for you and your family?
To be honest, when I did it, I didn't think it would. I literally thought that, you know, the rap thing and stuff like that, I was like, this won't take us anywhere. This wouldn't do what it wanted to do. But because of God, you know, God's the one that switched it around and used it in a mighty way. You know, I never thought that the music that God has given me would be played on a couple thousand radio stations worldwide. I didn't know that I would be on TV. I didn't know different things like that. But it's because of God that actually did it in my life. And that's the amazing thing, because God was the one who did everything. You know, I didn't really do nothing. I didn't push out music. I didn't do things like other artists are doing for their music. But God just used our music and put it out there, and people start to love it and follow it and use it more and more for their ministry. And that's the amazing thing, that it was all God.
Amen. And I'm glad you said. I wanted our listening audience to hear that because it's all God. You know, a lot of times, you know, our gifting and talent make room for us. So I want our young people and older people to be encouraged about their gifting. If they do it for the glory of God, He'll make room for it. You know. And again, introduce yourself and tell us about who you are, and then we're looking forward to having you to be a guest on here again. But before you do that, you know, this weekend is Father's Day weekend. Would you like to just say something to the men in your life to help it, that help get you to where you are today? Because a lot of times we don't have these earthly fathers, but we have a heavenly Father, man, that works through all our, you know, shortcomings and mishap, man. Whether they are, you know, a mentor, or another pastor, just some man that you drew encouragement out for, and somebody to help you through this way of life.
Amen. And what I want to say is that, you know, for you out there that's listening, for you that don't have a real father in your life right now, I want you to know that God is your father. You know,
yes.
It took me a long time to realize that because my real father, you know, committed suicide when I was one, so I had no father figure out there. So I know what you're going through. And I know it hurts sometimes when these days come around where you have that person that's not there no more. But I want you to know that God is your Heavenly Father. Anything that you can need, you can ask for Him. And when you ask God, tell Him to comfort your heart. Tell Him to heal your heart from all this brokenness, to actually use you in a mighty way, you know, to do something totally different, to show His love to you. And God would do that. God would literally humble your heart and actually use that to His advantage. And it's the thing, it's the craziest thing, but it's so easy because all you have to do is come to Him with a humble heart to be serious. And God would use that. You know, God has dealt with me with that for all my life. But I know that God is my Father, and I know that God wants to use me in a mighty way. But it's the thing, God wants to use you in a mighty way. God wants to do something in your life. But the only way that He can do this is if you truly surrender your life to Christ. When you truly surrender your life to Christ, God will take away all this hurt, all this bitterness, all these things that the world tries to bring against you, all this condemnation, everything that you can think of, God will basically strip it off of you. And your life will be brand new. And you are a new creation in God's eyes. And because of that, you can start to do amazing things in this world through the love of Christ. And that's really what it's about. It's just truly giving your life to Christ and see what He can do. Because He loves you. He cares about you. He loves you that much that He gave His life for you. But that's the thing,
amen,
is that He wants you to truly give up of your life. You truly,
amen,
give up your
so
life
true.
And God will
God
take control
you.
Of that.
Yes, yes. God bless you. God bless you. Again, we're speaking with Lee with Holy Ghost Riders. He's a pastor and a Christian rap artist. We want to thank him for being a guest on the show. We want to thank you for your words of encouragement. We pray that God continue to use you mightily in the kingdom to help change the lives of men and women in the name of Jesus. Again, how can we get in touch with you?
Basically, just Google search. You can just go to your search engine and just search Holy Ghost Riders. And just remember, when you spell Riders, it's R-I-D-A-Z.
Amen. God bless you. And we pray that you have a great Father's Day. And we pray that that we get to see you again. And we're going to talk to you some more because we are excited about what you're doing. So keep doing what you're doing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Oh, what a great guest we had on this morning here with Lee, with Holy Ghost Rider here. Amen. He's came on. He shared with us what God is doing in his life. Gave a great testimony. We pray that you've been encouraged by what he's doing. And we're going to go on with the second part of our program. Hey, good morning. We pray you enjoyed that program. Now, that was a Brother Lee. Brother Lee was putting together a program over at Tent City today at from 1 o'clock to 5, and it's called I Am Homeless. And Brother Lee is very committed and dedicated to the ministry, and God put his hand to do. He's a gospel rap artist. He spent some time living amongst the homeless people because he too was homeless at one time. So, and but yet he's willing to give back. He made himself available. We ask you to make yourself available to go down there and support what he's doing and be a part of changing lives in Dallas County here. Amen. We want to thank you for listening to the program here. We had Reverend Pastor Judge Fred Mosley on here with International Justice Ministry of Ministry International. He also have a upcoming show called and a series of books at The Laws of Life. Amen. You can go to that website, The Laws of Life. Laws of Life. CourtTV.com. You can go to that site there. And please go back and listen to this show in its entirety. Also, I'd like to make mention here, we got a package from a faithful guest and a supporter of the program here. Ms. Vera Squire sent us an updated copy of her beautiful book. I'm looking at it right now. I have it in my hand. Black Gumbo, New Orleans, The Healing of a City in Ruins. Amen. She sent me a copy of that. What a beautiful book. And also, she sent me some literature. It just said, remembering, said Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, August the 29th, 2005. She sent some beautiful pictures here showing the devastation. I'm saying they're beautiful because out of this devastation, God brought some beauty out of this here. Amen. Because he allowed her to use her gift and talent. And we encourage you to make your way to these locations. I'm going to tell you online. You can buy this book online from Ms. Vera Squire. Hurricane Katrina's in New Orleans, a city, the healing of a city in ruin. You can buy that Soul to Soul book of inspirational. That's one of her poetry books there. Black Gumbo, New Orleans, the healing of a city in ruins, and also a short story about Eve. These are some of the books that she have authored. You can pick these books up at AmericanBookstore.com, Amazon.com, and BarnesandNoble.com. And you can also Google it and on site here. And you can also get an e-book copy of a book. I'm looking at the covers of the books. They're very beautiful. It's Soul to Soul Inspirational, a book of poetry. It's a beautiful book, a beautiful cover. And also she had one, a short story about Eve. It was not an apple. I encourage you to go to that website and just Google her name, Ms. Vera Squire. And Google the name there and it'll pull up her bio and you get a copy of her book. And it's great reading. And so thank you very much for sending me a copy of it. And thank you for what you're doing, Ms. Squire. And looking forward to having you to be a guest on the show to keep us up to date on what's going on. And you've been listening to Free on the Inside. We want to thank our guest this morning, Reverend Fred Mosley, about his gift and his talent and how he's been able to put something together to bless God's people. So we encourage you to be a part of that ministry there, to go to his website there. It's called The Laws of pull it up here. It says The Laws of Life Court, and with The Laws of Life Court TV is a program that is going to come about here in the next month or so. And so we ask you to make yourself available to submit your court issues to that site there and get some resolution God's way. Amen. And so, again, thank each and every one of you. Looking forward to being with you again next week. And be strong in the Lord. Brother Daniel is unable to make it on the program this morning, so we want to continue to honor him and thank him for his support. Amen. And so we're looking forward to another great episode next week and more great guests. And we're looking forward to having you on here. Amen. We see the phone line is lit up, but I would guess that they just wanted to hear the program. Thank you for your faithfulness. So as we get ready to depart, we're going to have a word of prayer, and you be blessed and be a blessing to someone today. Gracious and Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, dear Lord, for the guest we had on this morning here, dear Lord. Reverend, Pastor, Judge Fred Mosley, dear Lord, thank you for what he's doing. Thank you for the series of books that you have brought about in him, dear Lord, based on his experience, dear Lord, dealing with the law of God. Dear Lord, he have a series of books, dear Lord, and we went through some of those, dear Lord, the titles. And God, we know that these are some things that we need to continually to meditate on, continue to work on, or continue to keep those in our life, dear Lord. The law of sowing and reaping, the law of work, the law of forgiveness, the law of grace, dear Lord. The law of grace. It was your grace and mercy that allowed us to be here today. Dear Lord, thank you. Thank you. Dear Lord, we pray for our listening audience. We pray for all our guests, dear Lord. Dear Lord, let this be the day in which you have made. Let us rejoice in it. Until we meet again, keep everyone safe. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll be listened to free on the inside. Have a blessed day in the Lord.